Yolanda Adams Morning Show. We are so excited to have this double Grammy winner on the phone with us. I got a chance to see him on the red carpet. Stellars.
Yes.
Grammys.
Yes.
He is Ty Trippin. What's going on, little brother?
Oh, my goodness. What a blessed day.
Yes. City. First of all, thank you for the shout out to the fellas on the show when you won your Stella Award.
Oh,
of course. Of course. I love my Yolanda Adams Morning Show family. I love y'all, man, yeah. So much, man.
You bring home some gold.
Several gold.
Before I got a chance to really digest it, it's overwhelming, man. God is overwhelming me in this season. I'm grateful for the award, but I realize it's not my reward. You know what I mean? But I'm still hyped. I'm excited, man.
Religious people tell you that you shouldn't be happy about, hey, listen, you work hard. You don't do it for that. But when your peers reward you and award you.
Wow.
I mean, a workman is worthy of his hire, and the Bible tells you that your gift will make room for you and bring you among great men. Come on. Come on now.
Wow. All right, Pastor. I submit to your word.
Yes.
I submit to your word, and I'm excited.
That's
how do you process this? Like, Auntie, I know you have 17 million of these. How do you do it?
We're excited for you. Ty Trippin joins us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Two Grammy Awards, Best Gospel Album, and of course, Best Gospel Song. And it goes back to what you were saying, man, when you first talked about this CD. You talked about how God was showing you in this season that he was going to do greater things in your life. And what a great demonstration, as Yolanda says. 1 week you're winning a Stella, next week you're winning two Grammys. You're being honored not only by your peers in the industry, but you're being honored by the industry as a whole.
Yes, man. It's God's grace. It's his grace. It's his grace. You know, I know people say, you deserve it, man. Go ahead, you deserve it. But he's allowed me to be awarded for a gift he gave me.
Yeah.
And
right.
Yes, I'm using it to give him his glory, but ultimately, he gives me the strength, he gives me the ideas, he gives me the wherewithal to do it and allows me to be rewarded. It's kind of like the saying, the Lion of Judah shall break every chain, but give to you the victory.
Right.
So he does all the work, but allows you to stand there and get the championship belt, so to speak. Like, if it's a tag team bout, you never get tagged in until it's over, but you win. You know what I mean?
That's
what I feel right now. Overwhelmed by his grace, but I'm enjoying the gold. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm enjoying the increase.
Yes,
into the man.
And
increase.
That's it. That's that Deuteronomy increase that he talks about. Now, as for young people who are looking at Ty Trippin, they admire Ty Trippin and they've seen the journey. What would you tell them? As far as staying persistent and being connected with a local church, a local pastor that can pray over you.
And that's a very great point. Everybody sees Ty Trippin or whatever, but they don't see what I'm connected to. I'm always submitted under leadership, mentorship, guidance, advice. Always submit. I think this generation has creativity. We have energy. We got skills. We got swag. But we don't have submission, we don't have humility, and we don't have wisdom. So my prayer is that we really get under leadership and mentorship that will help strengthen us and gird us in those areas, the areas of wisdom, the areas of humility, because that's what we lack as a generation. We have arrogance, and we have entitlement, because we have a gift. And, you know, we can sing, we can do whatever, da-da-da-da. Your studio is on your phone, basically, so we're so gifted and talented. But my advice or my word to the younger generation that might be looking at me like, yeah, he did it. I'm about to. Don't do it on your own. Get under leadership. Get connected to a great church or mentor that will really help guide you, because trying to do it on your own is not going to work, man. So get submitted, man. I'm telling you, the best way up is down.
I'm a wise man. Now,
Marcus
and I, Ty, wanted to ask you, we hear you've been awarded, you've been honored, you're submissive. You've not gotten beside yourself. You're under leadership. You talked about your gift and the increase. We wanted to know, did your price change when they first called your name, or did you wait till you get back home to change your charging fee?
I changed his price. It's double.
Yeah, are you still at a no Stella, no Grammy Awards price, or have you, Stella and Grammy, awarded yourself to another level?
Well, with increase comes increase. Just look.
With
just tell them that time. With increase comes increase. Come on, somebody.
I'm going to let Auntie answer for me. Come on, somebody. Come on.
Yes.
They said, hey, look, Yolanda Adams on the interview today. I said, well, how much?
Yeah.
I'm just playing.
We're going to hit you with a nose.
How much are we talking here? This is early in the morning. Yeah. Hello.
Hey, on that note, it's time for us to let you go.
The time is up.
Yes, sir. The time is up.
Thank you. I love all of you all, man. Thank you for all your undying, consistent support. That means a lot of support, and I love y'all so much.
We love you too, Ty, and you keep up the great work. God has more in store for you. Can you imagine?
Well, I can't imagine, but that's why I'm going to go exceedingly abundantly.
Yeah.
Above all I can ask for. Come on, how are you, Auntie? Yeah. I heard your sermon that day, and I'm expecting that exceeding abundant season.
Love you, babe.
I love y'all too. Y'all be good.
Okay, bye-bye, dear.
All right, y'all.